This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pigeon coach Antonio Caceres, now in his 14th year in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. Tony, how did you sign that first contract out of the Dominican?
I signed in 1995, and that was my first contract, my first year I played that year too. And then, I played 4 years with the Blue Jays before I got released, and, they offered me the job, and I wasn't sure about it. It took me a few months to make up my mind, but then I finally took it, and, I'm really happy that I did that.
Why did you decide to take that job?
All I knew to do was about baseball, and, I played a few years, I paid attention to the game, and I learned some stuff. And then, I was kind of, got released, and then I didn't know what to do, and then, I want to keep playing, but you know how it is. And then, they offered me the job, and I said, well, I want to keep in the game, I better take it. So I did, and I'm happy I did, like I said.
What was that first year like with you as pitching coach?
It was a learning experience, learning from the guys, and the little bit I knew, putting into practice too with some young guys. And, it was easier because, I was in Dominican Republic, and you get a lot of young guys that they don't know what they're doing. So it's easy to help those guys to make the first step and come over here. But throughout the years, I've been around a lot of good pitching coaches, and they helped me out a lot and learned from all the coaches, and I learned from the players too.
So here you are in Lansing. This is your second year in Lansing after a year spent with Auburn and then all the way back down to the Dominican League. How have you changed as a pitching coach over these seasons?
I don't think I changed. I just learn more and know more. And obviously, this is a more advanced league, and I had to talk to the guy about something different than I talk in Dominican. We finally talk about pitching here a little bit more. Dominican is more, getting the guy, to keep the ball in the zone and on helping with their mechanics and their mentality and teaching, the fundamental of the game. Here, these guys, like I said, they're a little bit more advanced, and they know pretty much, everything. They just need to learn how to pitch and stuff like that and pay attention to the game and concentrate one pitch at a time. And, like I said, Dominican, this guy getting their feet wet and really tasting, professional baseball. Like, they don't play a lot of baseball before they get signed. So that's really it. I mean, I pitched maybe 30 innings before I signed.
What's the difference between a single-A pitcher and, let's say, a pitcher in the A-Advanced Florida State League or in double-A?
It's about the same thing. I mean, there's better hitters, a higher level, but it's still the minor leagues. The big leagues is a little bit different. It's about winning here. We just try to make big leaguers and get them ready for those guys up there. Mm-hmm. It's not much difference. You're trying to get the guy better.
So how do you do that with these guys? Let's say someone new joins us from extended spring training. What is it that you want to see from him before you start teaching?
I kind of let it go a little bit, watching throw, watching, do their size, watching pitch a few games, and then I talk to them about the thing that I think that, can make him better if we work on it, and thing that he need to work on, a pitch or their mechanics or, whatever it is, even PFP sometimes, we have to work on that and make sure these guys are complete pitchers and obviously, the fundamental of the game too.
With all sorts of different pitching coaches, they have different philosophies. Some guys say work fast, some guys say work inside, some guys say work low in the zone. What would you say your philosophy is to pitching?
I think it's just about the same thing everybody say, just different words. For me, I want this guy to, to work ahead and change speed. And obviously working fast when things going your way. Sometimes when things not going very well and that you have to back off a little bit and regroup and get back on the rubber, and it's not really, some guys are different. I mean, some guys, need to do this different. Some other guys need to work on something else. But at the end of the day, it's just about, making this guy better and understanding, for us, the Blue Jays philosophy, just pitching to contact. So, Roy Halladay, and that's what he does, and that's what they want to do, make this guy, pitch to contact, get quick outs so they can get deep in the game.
Let's go back to what you said with changing speeds. It seems like a lot of guys will show up here with a fastball and a breaking ball, and so the next step is to learn that changeup. How do they learn the changeup or the proper grip for a good changeup for them?
Well, we try to find the right grip for every guy. I mean, some guys are different. I mean, guys got big hands. It's easier to get another grip. some guys have got a smaller hand and they can hold it that way, they hold it different. But we're just trying to teach everyone a different the thing that apply for him, you know, and try to make it so that he can succeed. I mean, it's, we can't teach everybody the same thing or the same grip or everything. I personally like the silver changer, which is like a fastball. You throw like a fastball, stay on top of the ball, get a good spin on the ball, like a fastball rotation, and get, you know, 8 to 12 miles off.
Mm-hmm. The circle change. And then I guess there's the split finger change, too, that we've started. Dave Seaver, I think, has started throwing the split finger, right? What's the difference?
Well, we have him doing that because he couldn't get a good feel for his change. I know he was always too hard, and there wasn't much different between the fastball and the changer. So we tried something different. Now he's throwing the split, looking pretty good. So he threw a few in the game the other day. He needs to throw more and keep working and get better. You know, it just sometimes it's hard for this guy because they want to do good, they want to see result right now. But as a pitching coach, I just want to see this guy get better, and hopefully in a couple of years they can be in the big leagues.
If you could have gone back and talked to yourself, if you could have been your own pitching coach back when you were working in the minor leagues, what would you have told yourself?
There's a lot of things I would have done different. Definitely. Yeah, my first year, I didn't have a pitching coach. My second year, I had one that didn't really teach me anything. But there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that, you know, sometimes you're on the mound and you thinking too much and you giving too much credit to the hitters sometimes and you start walking guys because you don't want to throw all over the play. And then it's hard, but, you know, now I notice that, you know, if you go to the big leagues, you got to throw the ball with the play. And if you're afraid of a hitter, then you're never going to pitch there because all those guys are big leaguers. And believe it or not, even the number nine hitter can hurt you. Mm-hmm. So you really want to, you know, challenge guy and obviously keep the timing off with the changer, you know, the breaking ball, expanding the zone, and all the good stuff. But there's a lot of stuff that I could have done different, I guess.
Tony, who's the best pitcher you've ever worked with, either here or in Dominican or wherever?
Well, I think I had Brett Cecil about 2 years ago, and he went to the big league like in a year. I mean, he was really good. He's a 93-94 plus slider. Didn't have a changer coming out of college, and I teach him one, and he's a plus pitcher right now. He's helping him a lot in the big leagues right now, so. Mm-hmm.
Speaking with Antonio Caceres, the Lansing Lugnuts pitching coach, he resigned right out of the Dominican Republic, and we hear from a lot of guys how difficult it is to transition from your home country to now playing in America and the difference in cultures. How was it for you changing from being in the Dominican and now learning how it is in America, not just English, but the entire culture?
Yeah, I know. It's a little hard, you know, away from your family and away from your mom, from your brothers and sisters, but you know the main thing is the food. You know, you gotta adjust to the food. Obviously, if you don't speak any English, it's tough. For me, it was a little easier because I speak a little bit when I came down here, so I could go anywhere and communicate a little bit with people, and that was easier for me. But the main thing is the food and, you know, staying away from your family. Obviously, the language.
Mm-hmm. So how well and how. How often do you communicate with your family here this year and in general that you're used to it now this whole season?
I talk to my family every day, just about every day. I mean, maybe barely will go one day without talking to them, you know, have my kids, and I want to make sure they're all right and, you know, and talk to them so they talk to me and, you know, so I feel like I'm there and they feel like I'm, you know, like I'm looking out for them. So it's a little harder when you have a family like I do now, but, you know, it's part of the job and you know, I go away, but I have the old season when I go home, I don't work. So for 5 months, I stay home and share the time with my family and my kids.
That was going to be my next question. That's how you spend your off season back in the Dominican, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm thinking about maybe trying to get a job in the winter ball. I know it's going to be the same thing, traveling a lot. And you know, I'm going to be at home every night, hopefully. But it just a lot of time away from the family. You know, really when you, after 6 months here, 7 months, You want to go back and spend some time with them.
Tony, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Jesse.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Schasser. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.